Hey guys, good morning. How are we? Anyways, this video is not really structured too much, so if you have a pet peeve for unscripted stuff, then you can get this dip in. Right, off topic though, but it might be kind of related, and I feel like it's related somehow. There are two things I cannot understand. One, I understand less than the other, okay? And this is why do most men only see value, like really appreciate a woman's value once they're gone? Till this day, I don't think a lot of people have the answer. But anyways, besides the point, this video is about men saying that women only kind of give the good guy a chance, or the guy she kind of passed on in her prime. Yeah, keyword prime. And like they come back once they're chopped. Okay, I'm using the word chopped because this is what the people are using these days. Yeah, so basically, I've heard a lot of stories that men are saying, like, oh, once you're like, you're desperate and stuff, and you ran out of options now, and you're past your prime, and you let yourself go, this is when you want to come back to me in my DMs talking about, oh, you remember when, we had a thing? You look in your DMs and then you're like, who is this? You click on their profile and you're like, oh, hey.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
What happened? The question is, what happened? And what's going on now? Why are you in my messages? I thought I wasn't good. I thought I wasn't good enough. I thought I was broke. And the worst thing, most of the time, it's guys that actually found attractive. It's not even about being attractive and or not at the end of the day. Let's say what happens is, like, these type of women in their mind, they're so used to getting attention and, being the girl. Let's say she was like the high school cute girl, whatever, hot girl, whatever. Sometimes it gets to these people's head. Some people don't get over their high school popularity. Like, once you're out of high school, nobody cares how cute you were in high school. Like, you gotta keep it up. You're not gonna always have that status that you had in high school. Some men grow up to like be so disrespectful to women and like think that, oh, I'm this, I'm that. Like, I used to do this, I used to do that. Yeah, I used to. Okay, if you have to always say I used to, I used to, I used to, you're not that. You're not that girl. You're not that guy. Okay, back on topic. What happens normally? It's like normally the woman probably lets herself go years later, runs out of options, probably, got divorced, or she's with a man that probably doesn't treat her right. Let herself go, and then she's like, okay, wait a minute. I remember this guy, he was super sweet. Maybe he still finds me cute, or maybe like I can kind of like get on his good side. And honestly, some women can be a bit delusional, I'm gonna be honest, with when it comes to, taking care of themselves, and it can be physically and mentally. And sometimes they think that, well, I was that girl, so I'm still that girl. But are you doing the work to still be that girl, right? And sometimes we have to take accountability for the choices we make. So what I think is that a lot of people stay stuck in that like mentality where they think or they thought they would be young forever. I don't know why. When we're young, the things that we do, like especially if you like you were someone that would drink in your early 20s or like your late teens or just eat a lot of junk, you don't care because you're just like, yes, I'm living life. You're just young. You're not thinking about the consequences right away. This is a big problem. That's why it's really important to have a good upbringing to be able to, know where you shouldn't cross the line, where there's no turning back, right? A lot of women, when they're young, they like excitement, they want fun. Okay, so my video got cut off, but anyways, what I'm trying to say is that, like, honestly, if you're someone that got rejected or like bullied, disrespected by the popular people in high school or whatever, and then they're trying to come back and be nice to you, like, you don't have to give that to them, to be honest. Like, so why I spoke about like men taking like good women for granted as like not a comparison, but like I put I wanted to bring that up too, because I feel like there's something related to like, you know, taking people for granted. So there's the woman that takes a good guy that she's probably attracted to for granted because, oh, he's boring, or oh, this guy is more interesting, or he's more popular, whatever, because, you know, when you're younger, maybe to be a bad boy, whatever. And then after, she's like, wow. When reality hits later on, and you're like, wow, it's not even worth it with these guys. It's like some of them take accountability and be like, you know what? My type has changed, and I see value now in like the good guy. But at the same time, don't expect the good guy that you rejected, and then you actually, some of them actually disrespect these guys too, or do that you did bad to them to take you back years later. And then talking about the men who take women for granted, when they're with them, it's just funny how like some guys will get a really good, beautiful woman right off the bat and just mess everything up. In my mind, I'm just like, oh my goodness, like it's amazing to me. Like I don't understand this, but like I guess this is life. This is life. I feel like these two people, you know, typically are kind of similar. Like the woman version would like pass on a really good guy, go full on, you know, have kids and do everything with this bad, the bad boy or whatever, get played, all kind of things, try to go back to the good guy. But she didn't even have a chance to even feel what it is to be with a good guy, right? So then she's bringing all this baggage, you know what I mean? All this trauma, and that is not necessarily cool for the good guy or whoever's next, right? It's gonna be challenging, but you know, if there's love, things can be worked out. And then there's a guy who maybe off the bat had the beautiful, like the full package girl, but couldn't handle that. I don't know, for some reason, sabotages it or mistreats her, all kinds of stuff. When she finally, and normally women take a long time to leave, then they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how, like what? I can't live without you, type thing. But why you made me feel like you would rather live without me when I was with you? Oh, confusion. Fortunately, like you cannot make someone see your value. It's a random thought about people who take things for granted and then try to come back later, and it's just like, sorry. Sorry, boo-boo. Just like, sorry. It's like new number, who this? Like, who's this? Do I know you? I mean, my condolences for your messed up life, but what does this have to do with me? Okay. Anyways, guys, see you guys later. Bye.